this morning I kept saying to my dad, I'm so tired. With my mother being in the hospital, she was just moved to the Rock Hill community yesterday when I was at conference, toward the end of conference. So when I left, I said, I'm leaving now, and my father looked at me and he said, I want you to be very careful. And I said, I'll be fine. And he said, I love you. And I said, I love you more. So that's how we left this morning. And Jake and Deb, I just want to encourage you to lay your hands. I mean, Jake, Hank. Dear sweet Hank, I am tired. Hank and Deb, I want you to remember to place your hand on your brother and ask if you can say a prayer and mention how much you love him and mention Jesus to him. And I think that you will feel comforted by that, and so will he. And so will he. So this morning I'm going to continue in 1 Timothy. I'm going to be working on chapter 4. Paul is continuing to write to the church leaders and to the church about how it should be functioning. So we're looking at and reading 1 Timothy chapter 4. The Spirit clearly says that in later times some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. And don't we see that in our community today? Ooh. Such teachings come through hypocritical liars whose conscience have been seared as with a hot iron. They forbid people to marry and order them to abstain from certain foods, which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and who know the truth. For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving. Again, for everything God created is good. Because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer. If you point these things out to the brothers and sisters, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, nourished on the truths of the faith and of the good teachings that you have followed. I was praying this week just to be nourished by these words and to be able to say the right things at conference as I was representing all of you. It was good to be studying this chapter. Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. This is a worthy saying that deserves full acceptance. That is why we labor and strive, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, and especially those who believe. Command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given you through prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Preserve in them. Persevere in them. Because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your Son Jesus, who truly came for us. Thank you for his life, that we can look to him as to how we should lead our lives. Right here at States, it's not going to be very easy, and people will make up ways of living that comfort them personally, but we need to hold on to your teachings, Lord Jesus. Open our eyes and our ears this morning to hear your words. Amen. So in chapter 1, we focused on the church and its message. Let it be simple and purposeful. Stay focused on Jesus. Stay away from controversy. Somehow, controversy comes and meets us at our door. Chapter 2 and 3, Paul shared about the church and its members. And chapter 4 is about the church and its minister. Paul is telling Timothy to be godly and to be a growing minister. Be a good minister. It is not easy, and at times it is treacherous. And we hear about that throughout the world. Leaders are being sought after for negative reasons. He warned Timothy about the people departing from the faith and sharing that they will turn from their faith and turn to the doctrines of demons. Some will let what others think of them to drive their lives and become less secure in their faith. Some will blame others for their sins. It's an element of pride. And more will downplay the sinful ways of their lives. They will leave the church believing they're not that bad and they're tired of being called bad, so they're not going to come back to church. Paul never forgot that he himself had persecuted the church. He never hid his past experience and was very, very honest moving forward. He totally relied on the grace of God. I pray for that every day, that the grace of God will allow me to learn more and to teach better. We are in good hands with Jesus Christ. Is it possible for us to ever lose our salvation? No. Once you've invited him into your heart, he is there. It's up to us to stay with him. But there are people that walk away from him. We have a choice. It's an awfully hard choice, as this world entices us in so many different ways. Paul did not allow his past to shame him into silence. Thank goodness, because of his books in the Bible and the words that he's shared, the world has changed. He let others know what Jesus had done in his life. He let others know over and over and over again that Jesus was in his heart and he was living for Jesus. No one is so imperfect that God cannot use them. Oftentimes our stories model how God can transform a person's life. Well, you know what? Others need to hear that story. Christ's righteousness covers all of our sins, our past, and all of our present sins, and all of our future sins. At times, it's not easy to be a Christian. Christians have been persecuted since the beginning of time just for being a Christian. The miracle is that as the demons fought off Christianity, Christianity has grown, and it continues to grow. The more Christianity is persecuted, the more it grows. Amen. Since sin is all around us, again, it's easy to be drawn into sin. We can go to church and feel his love. And then we can go home and watch a movie that in no way brings us closer to Christ. Our lifestyles matter. Many will pray for their needs on a Sunday morning and go home, I hope not many, and then not pray for the rest of the week because they're too busy. We need to be nourished by the doctrine and the words of faith. This weekend, we heard at conference that there was a young girl being shut in over COVID, living in the basement bedroom, decided just to pick up her Bible and read it. And she came to know Jesus. didn't realize what his love was until COVID came and she chose to read her Bible and was saved. Timothy became a good minister of Christ. He became anchored in God's word. In the last days, an interest in the cults will become all too abundant, and it is devilish. Be aware. Be aware. How dare those phone people keep calling my dad and trying to get his money? That's evil, right? Bad people are living without a conscience. They're living in a me, me, me world. We need to prioritize prayer and follow the example of Christ. If you have your pencils ready, if you want to write on your bulletin, I'm going to share some verses on how the Lord handled the stress that was going on around them. But I want you to read these verses this week at your homes. So read Matthew 14:13. Matthew 14:13. Mark 6:31. Mark 6:31, Luke 22:41, and John 6:15. Luke 22:41 and John 6:15. Learn how he handled stress. Matthew 14:13, Mark 6:31, Luke 22:41, and 6:15. How the Lord handled stress. Embrace peace and spend time in prayer. Timothy is warned not to put faith in man's word, but to put much effort into learning God's word. Work for and prioritize eternal things, heaven, love. Remain fit by having the character and attitude of God. Paul shares people will even get caught up in dietary rules and regulations and doctrines that are evil. But Timothy is encouraged not to be sidetracked. Stay on the path. Stand on that rock. Stick with the main thing, Jesus. A good minister will be thankful and pray consistently. A good minister will stay away from legalism and work with every believer as Jesus works within every believer. A good minister will remind people of basic truths and share good doctrine. Stay in godliness. When we trust in God, we are going to be living godly lives. Continue to learn about God and grow spiritually. With the death of Charlie Kirk and that situation being spread on the news and spread on social media, so many people have been hearing God's word. My cousin, who is a lovely Christian, plays pickleball. But she and another person in her pickleball group, after Charlie Kirk was assassinated, decided that they would start, each person would invite another person, and that they would start sharing the word of the Lord, either before or after pickleball. And she said one of the women came, she was of Asian descent. Her children go to a Christian school, but she's not sure what they're learning in this Christian school, but she knew she didn't want them in public school. And so now, because my cousin heard the words and the verses and felt more confident in her faith, she has this prayer group and Bible study group with the women and gentlemen that she plays pickleball. Absolutely amazing, right? Who would think? Pickleball Bible study. Amen. Amen. Grow in your faith. There will be suffering. We're going to be made fun of. We're even going to be put down because of our faith. And sometimes we're going to be challenged. Joshua 1:9 reads, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." That was one of the memory verses my kids had at Bible school one summer, and I still remember that. Be strong and courageous. I wanted them to get the rhythm down and really feel that we need to be strong and courageous in the Lord. Have you ever wondered if others look at you and talk with you and recognize you as a Christian? Do they know that you love Jesus? Our trust in the living God should be evident. A priority in life is to trust in the living God. God is the Savior of all men. Jesus is Lord. He died for us. He died for all of humanity. Not believing in Jesus will lead to being unpardonable, and this is the one sin that is unforgiven, not believing. Those who sin will be forgiven when they become a believer. The Savior of all men is with you, and he has paid for our sin. And so the message to Timothy and all ministers is to be a growing minister, to be an example in life and speech, to study the scripture. The more we learn that people around, the main figures take on the characteristics of the leader. So the more I learn and the more you learn and the more we share, the more those Jesus characteristics come out. There's power in being spiritual. Show others by your life what it means to be a Christian. Keep growing in your faith. Keep reading your Bible. Don't weaken those words of the Lord. Don't change to fit into the community. Don't obscure the power or meaning of the Bible passages to fit your way. Read the Bible to yourself. Read it out loud. Read it to others. Know that worldly wealth does not offer anything for the life to come. Use your strengths in the Lord. Use your gifts. Don't neglect your strengths as you try to improve these areas in your lives. Find time to meditate. I love when we go to words to share and it's just peaceful in here. I love that. First of all, I don't remember at all when I was in a quiet space at all this week. And so what a gift to sit here on this blessed ground, this place called Wellspring Church, and to sit silently with this beautiful cross before us. Moses had stayed in the mountain for 40 days. 40 days of peace and quiet and just God and him, right? Amazing. Make sure your walk is right and real. Stick to the doctrine. Never become passive in your Christian life. Put your trust in our living God. Give thanks to the Lord for granting his forgiveness, and he is willing to forgive over and over and over again. Praise God. Thank him for removing the guilt from our past. If we truly ask for forgiveness, we are forgiven. Let it go. Ask the Lord to give you the opportunity and the confidence to share your story with others. Teach the Bible. The Bible reminds us of the utmost important truths. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we ask that you help us to be your people with hearts full of love and grace. Allow us to be good servants. Allow us to be godly servants. Be with us this week. Remind us this week of your love. May we each have a blessed week. In your precious name, amen.